I'll be sharing today about confidence, and you can have confidence knowing God hears you and listens and wants to help. You could go to Proverbs chapter 25. This word confidence, one of the ways it translates is a refuge, security, assurance, confidence, trust, or reliance. So we'll be looking in light of that. In verse 19. It says 25:19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. And that always makes me chuckle when I remember that. Sometimes I remember that when it's too late and I've already confided in the wrong person. But, you know, I call it note to self verse. And it's basically what not to do in time of trouble. Go to a person or anything that we can't have that confidence in. You know, and if you know, you know. If you've had a toothache, if you've had a foot out of joint, a bum knee, whatever it is, it's a discomfort, and it makes you weary. And sometimes we go in the wrong direction. We don't go to God first for help. We go to people we trust, or a believer, or our mothers, or whatever it might be. But I love what Terry shared about Samuel, because right away, the pressure's on, and he went to God. You know, and so I just thought that was incredible, just to run to God with that, not let me find a king immediately and just get all panicky. And then I know for me, there are times where you think, oh, I could just share that or get my advice from my coworker, and I instantly regret it. Like, oh, why did I do that? Why didn't I go to God, you know? And God is a help in time of trouble. So if you go to Psalm 46, look at that. Don't mind this. This is not reliable. 46. It's falling out and I don't know how to tape it back in. Okay. So, you know, and it's not that God can't work in people, he does all the time. But God is always reliable. People are people. And, you know, when we go to God, then he can direct us as far as what to do, who to go to, who to talk to, whatever it might be, or to just wait on something. So Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge. There's that word. It means confidence and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So instead of doing the opposite, you know, we go to God, who is our help in time of a very present help in trouble. And that's a comfort. You know, that is a great comfort to know that when there's trouble, that God is a very present help. And he wants to be that for us. Okay, and we're going to go to Jeremiah now, 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. It says, anybody there? Yes. I have trouble finding Jeremiah myself. So it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. And that means to trust, to be confident, to cause, to rely upon. 17:7. And then I was thinking about, well, if you look at the context, it's interesting. I was watching a show the other night, and these two women were on this crazy journey, and there was a fork in the road, and the sign said, go this way, and that meant a good thing, and go that way, and that meant a bad thing, and they had to decide which way they were going to go. So if you go to verse 5, this is the bad way to go. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. And that just struck me, that how sad that is, you know, for God, when someone, their heart departs from him. And sometimes we do it in a moment. Sometimes, you know, we just, but it's all, he's always there just to go right back to. It says, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Not really a happy place. I just picture a desert. If you want to know what that's like, Kat's hitchhiked through a desert, so he can fill you in. But I would never want to. It just doesn't sound like a happy place. But here we go in 7 again. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So what a mind picture that is. So when we trust in the Lord, we get the fruit of that. One's a desert, one's a beautiful garden. It's a decision that we have to do all the time. And he's made it very easy for us to just have his word. And we're going to go to Psalm 118. We're in Psalms and Proverbs a lot, so we'll be just flipping back and forth. Psalm 118, verse 8, says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes, and that man is mankind." And that's the way of the world now. It's trusting in politicians, in organizations, in people who, you know, whatever. There's so much out there that people put their whole trust in. And God's saying, it's better you trust in me. I mean, you could trust in those things, but there's not, you know, it's like a warranty. You know, you get a warranty and the thing dies after the year. Like God, his warranty is forever. I'll just share this. I was telling Kat the other night, I got such a mind picture. In the 70s, we had those chairs, those lawn chairs, beach chairs that were, nylon and aluminum probably. I don't think they were steel. And they would shred after a while. So we'd always get my dad one for Father's Day, and he'd be so happy. And as the thing started to wear out and shred, he didn't have the confidence in it he used to. He would approach it very gingerly. He was a big guy. And we'd just kind of watch and laugh and just wait. And then sure enough, there'd be the day where his ass just went right through the hole. And we would die. And we'd just have to pull him out. And it's like a whole scene. So, you know, every year he got a new chair. But, you know, it's like your confidence in things and your confidence in people. You know that God's not going to let us down. Let's see, let's go. Oh, this is kind of funny. I got a kick out of this. I'll just share it real quick. You don't have to go there. It's in Micah, and it says, "Put ye not confidence in a guide." And a guide is a close friend, a pet, or cattle. And you would think, well, why cattle? Like, who's going to put Well, back then, they really relied on cattle. That was a big deal. And today, I thought it was kind of funny. A pet, what do we call man's best friend? It's a dog, you know, that's taken on that term, and even that we're not supposed to have confidence in. But I just thought, wow, you know, God really knows how man is and what we tend to trust. And if you could go to Psalm 56. So this is a little nugget section about fear. And you'll see on one end of it, you'll see evil tidings, the fear of man, when I'm afraid, sudden fear. And on the other side of it is fixed trusting in the Lord. The Lord shall be thy confidence. So when we get afraid, you know, this is what we should do. So Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. It says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." We are going to be tempted with that. And it's okay, because we have the word and we have a way out. We can go to God for that help and be confident that he'll help us, because he hears us and he's true to his word. So, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." And then in Psalm 112, verse Verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. And this was so cool. I just learned this morning. Evil tidings is bad news, a bad report, rumors. And that's something that I've, you know, for me personally, I hate that. Like when, you know, I know someone's going to approach me. I'm like, oh, like I have something to tell you. I'm like, oh, but you know what? We don't even have to be troubled in that. That's okay, because we could trust God. So he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. You know, the mindset is, okay, God, I'm going to hear some bad news. Just help me with this. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. Is that established? And Proverbs chapter 3. Says in 25 and 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken or caught. Oh, wait, let me start in 25. Sorry, backtrack a little. Be not afraid of sudden fear. And that happens to us, right? Be not, so we're not even supposed to be afraid of sudden fear. Neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And in verse 29, chapter 29 of Proverbs. Proverbs 29:25. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, a trap. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So when we get struck with different types of fear, we can have that trust and confidence and, you know, go to God and know that he wants to help us through those things. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 4, it says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency, God. So we're not even supposed to rely on ourselves, you know? We're not supposed to be puffed up and, I don't need to pray about this, I don't need any help, and, you know, we're not to rely on ourselves. Look at John real quick, just a little freebie with that. I love this. John 5, verse 30. It says, this is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. He's even saying, of mine own self, I can do nothing. And I love this because, you know, he says, as I hear, he listened, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who hath sent me. If anybody could have had an ego and relied on himself, it would be Jesus Christ. And he was like, nope, it's not about me. And then to close in Psalm 62. And by the way, I just have to share, I went to the beach with Lori and Hannah one day, and the chairs have gotten much better. Hannah showed up with this thing that, you know, you could have floated off into the ocean with it and think you would have been fine. I mean, it was indestructible. I don't know how she carried it, it was so heavy, but it had like a thing for your face and pillows, and I'm like, that'll last forever. My dad would have loved that. 62, sorry, I'm not there yet, almost. I'm just scrolling on the phone. Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God. My expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation. and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him some of the time, when it's convenient, when I feel like it. No, all the time. Trust in him at all time. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And you know what a difference, pour out your heart as opposed to a heart that departs from God. So we can safely pour out our hearts, and you know, he just loves us where we're at, wants to help us. I mean, sometimes you think someone understands you and you're like, no, they don't get it. But, and they can know you so well, but really God gets you and knows how to help in time of trouble and be our confidence. So, you know, we can have confidence in things, but what is always reliable is God and his word. So